Well, they were sharper in both boxes. And I think that's the essential thing of this game.
Where do you think the difference ultimately was? Was it just those two chances, or were Wolves a bit more committed in that second half?
Well, I think, like you said, the first half was even. Few chances for both teams, and the moment we defended less sharp, they took their moment, took the lead, and we kept on fighting, although it asks a lot, because for everyone it's the second game in 3 days. Let's say that the goal gave them a bit more energy and more confidence, and we had to work even harder. And when we conceded again the second one, where again they attacked sharper than we defend, and they get the second goal.
There was a turning point just after the Wolves' first goal, when it seemed as though you would get the chance for the equaliser, but Ricardo Vazte and Reza Gurnahad ended up getting in each other's way in the end there.
Yeah, it's a bit unlucky. They were both there for the cutback, and it's a bit unlucky.
There was a delay to the start of the second half because the referee picked up an injury at the end of the first half. Did that have an impact on the way Charlton came out for the start of the second period?
No, I don't think. It would be cheap to say that. That was the same for both teams.
This is a disappointing end to the Christmas period, I guess you could say. After that point at Bristol City gave you so much hope, and the fans at the end gave you a very bad reaction, I think it's fair to say. Was that tough for you to take there?
As long as they do it on me, I'm happy. Not that I like it. Of course, I don't like this, but the team is the most important, and we keep on working, and we keep on looking forward to the next game. And the only way to turn this around is to win the next game.
It must be very disheartening, though, for you as the interim manager here to come into a situation where you seem to be the focal point for the fans' discontent.
I cannot affect that. So I'm really focused on the team. And with the whole staff, we keep on working.
You also suffered an injury to Ademola Lookman in the first half. Can you tell us any more on that?
Well, he pulled his hamstrings after a number of sprints in a few time. So I think it's not too bad, but we'll have to assess him again and look if he will be ready for next game.
Were you surprised at the way things panned out today, in the sense that you had hoped on Saturday it would be a turning point, that you'd got a point in a game where you'd been, as you admitted afterwards, outplayed, and you must have hoped today would be a springboard after that to get a 3 points that would lift you out of the bottom three?
That's what everybody hoped. And I think the first half we did our job. Close game, tight game. And it's not that Wolves outplayed us. The moment where they we defended not as sharp as we were defending, and they scored, and that's their credit to them.
Was it very disappointing that the second goal came from a set piece that wasn't cleared in the end?
Yeah, again, the way we defended on that corner was not sharp enough, and not in the correct way, and they punished it.
Was it just as frustrating that you didn't work Carl Hakimi hard enough today in the Wolves goal? I don't think he had actually a save to make until midway through the second half.
You mean the second goal?
No, I mean Carl Hakimi, the Wolves goalkeeper. He didn't seem to have to do too much to keep the clean sheet today.
No, exactly. So, like I said, in both boxes we were not sharp enough. Nor offensively, nor defensively. And if you're not sharp in the box, it's difficult to create chances.
It seems to be one of those situations where there's a phrase that misery breeds misery, Carell, and it seems as though things aren't going Charlton's way right at this time. What would your message be to the fans who are so unhappy at the final whistle?
When you are 7 games without a win, the only way is to work hard, because this game is played, so we have to look forward to the next one. And by being negative and only focusing on the negatives, and that is for the staff and for the players, because that we can affect. If we are negative to the players all the time and they are negative, I don't think we're getting forward.
Do you think there's a bit too much negativity at the moment?
I only say that negativity is not helping the players.
For you personally, you must be wondering what you've got yourself into here at the moment, because as somebody brought in after Guy Luzon departs, obviously what's happened before, that's nothing that you could have done about that, and yet you're in a situation where you've, as I say earlier, become the fulcrum point for the fans' unhappiness.
As long as the team gets the support of the fans, it's the most important. I'm only the manager. If they boo me, it's a personal thing, but it doesn't affect the team, and I think that's very important.
Is it fair to say, though, that the start of a new year coming up, and that the start of that new year program might be a chance for everybody to turn a page and become a bit more positive?
I would hope so. I would hope so, but again, I cannot affect it.